From the Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, we continue our discussion of the Takonah de Rabbanon that Matna Shchiv Mera, if a person's Mechalek Kol Nechosav, the way we learned in the last few Mishnahs. So then the Matona that he's giving out everything is clearly only B'yachas to his status of Shchiv Mera, that he's going to die. It's only if he dies. And because of that, it's Chal, even without a Maisa Kinyan. HaMechalek Nechosav Al Piv. He's talking Mechalek Al Piv, he doesn't make a Maisa Akno. Rabbi Lezer is chalek on this distinction. There's no special takana by a shchiv mira that he has a koyach to be mechalek nechosav al piv. There's no difference in rules between a bari and a mesukon. The rules go like this: regular kinyanim is a chazor of a mishnah and kedushin that says how to do ma'aser kinyanim on various assets. Nechosim sheish lamachrayis niknim bekesef b'shtar b'chazoka. There are three standard kinyanim on nechosim that yesh lamachrayis, i.e. real estate, karka. Kesev, shtar, chazoka. Obviously, you can't do on karka, you can't do meshicha, mesira, any physical type of kinyan. Kinyan sudor is not mentioned over here, but it is a kinyan. Rishonim said it's not part of the regular standard kinyanim in the chefetz. It's a kinyan between two people, therefore it's not mentioned. But this is the lashon of the Mishnah Kedushim. She'en lamachrayis, metaltalin. It's always called by Chazal Yesh Lamachrayis and Lamachrayis. Yesh Lamachrayis means that it could be gone after. There's no way to lose Metaltalin. It's Yesh Lamachrayis. They have the Achrayis that even when they're sold to somebody else, the Shibud stays in them, that a Malva could be goyva from a Loiva's property. So it's cool. The property itself is defined by the fact that it's Yesh Lamachrayis. And Lamachrayis, like we said, Metaltalin, ain't Nikten Ela B'Meshicha. Meshicha doesn't mean dafke meshicha, it means meshicha, mesirat, bo, each thing lefi the specific details. We had some in Perek HaSvina, in the fifth Perek in Bava Basra, others in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin. Amru loy, chacham tell him, maise b'imun shom bnei roichel, there's a maise that Chazal have a mesiris on, the children of, the mother of the children of roichel, obviously she was a chayla mesukan. V'amra, tnu kiveinasi, give my, it's some type of beged, the mefarshim taisha tzif, which is like a shawl, lebiti v'hi b'shnei ma'asa mona. That's how much it cost. U'meisa, she died, v'kim was dvarel, even though there was no ma'asa kinyan. So you see clearly that that is a ma'asa kinyan, or that's a valid kinyan, even though there is no ma'asa kinyan. It's b'diba ba'alma. Omar lohen b'nei roichel tikbran imon. The reason why Rabbi Lezer says to the Chachamim is because the b'nei roichel were rishoyim, and since that was her expressed will, Chachamim went against halacha, so to speak, and they took the kvenosi and they gave it to the daughter against, just because it was a decision that they made. Operate against B'nai Reuchel. Now it's important to point out over here that the Maisa that the Chachom say L'siyu of this Inyan is on one item. Does it say that she gave away all her Nechasim? She had one valuable item, a Tzif, which was Shnei Masamon. It must have been very expensive. It was inlaid with rubies, or it was made with gold, Chleis. But it was an expensive item and they gave that to the sons. Does it say that this was a Matnash Chimra? So we have to add over here that there are actually two takonas that we know of that are mavur in the Sugis HaShas and in Poiskim. One of them is called a matnash chimera, and that's when a person's taka lying in bed and they give away everything. And this is the takona that we had in the previous Mishnahs. The other one is called mitzave machmas misa. Person doesn't have to be deathly ill, but he's mitzave something that should be given like a last will and testament. And that could be chal even b'miktsas nechosim shel adam. This is a takana where the person specifically speaks out that he's giving it machmas misa. So being that over here she said it mefurish, that she's mitzav machmas misa, so therefore works even on miktus nechosim. V'nishvi Reb Lezer argued on both, and on that they wanted to bring a raya that Chazal instituted takonis. L'toyves, a person who is either sick in bed, mechalakol nechosim, or he's mitzav machmas misa, afilu b'miktus nechosim. And they wanted that to be chal even without a ma'aser kinyan. And on that they brought a raya from the B'nai Reuchel. On that the Reb Lezer argues that only, over there only al tikbarim imon. The Gemara has a whole discussion what exactly was the Averu B'nei Reichel, and the machloikis between the Chacham and Rav Lezer really is a machloikis in that. There was a Shmur B'nei Reichel were noig certain things, Shalek Halach and Hilchus Klaim. So Shalom, whether that was considered an outright Averu, so they were Rishoyim, or it's not, and they're not Rishoyim. Based on that is whether we could extrapolate, whether we could bring a raya from B'nei Reichel or Imon Shel B'nei Reichel, whether these takonis are in place. V'achachomim oimrim b'shabes dvorav kayomim b'nei she'en yochel lichtoiv avaloi b'chol. Tisant. Chachomim are another shita that we haven't met up with till now. And the chachomim say, you have somebody who's sick in bed, and he's on Shabbos, and he can't write. So he can't write a shtar. On that, Chachom had to be misakin lahov his daiti in order that he should be able to be ruig in bed. They had to be misakin amat neshkimra. During the week, what's the big deal? Take out a pen and paper, write a valid shtar, have Adam sign on it, and do the requisite kinyonim. On that, the Mishnah says, that might be what the Chachom say, Rebbe Yeshua Aimer. Normally, of course, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua are the Bali Plukta. See, Rebbe Lezer gets rid of the Takana Bechlal. The Chachom argued Rebbe Lezer that there was a Takana, but the Chachomim Bishitas, the stomach of the Shita against Rebbe Lezer, said there's a Chilton Shabbos and Chol on that to Bishua Imanate, Bishabbos Hamur Kalvachayim Bechol. Now, this needs an explanation. What's the Kalvachayim? You just explained logically, Mifnein Shein Yochel Lichtev. What's the Kalvachayim? So, what it means is that Shabbos is not the time to give away bequests. Shabbos is an Isser of Haknois. So what you have to say is that they waived the Isser de Rabbonon of Mekach u Memkar on Shabbos the same way they would be Misak and they would take away the need for Ma'is Kinyonim. They would also waive an Isser of their making, Mekach u Memkar b'Shabbos, in order to love his deity of the Chayla. That being said, Rabbi Yeshua said, Im Kain b'Shabbos Amru, even when there's an Isser and they had to waive that, Kav Chayme b'Chayla. There's a memra of the schia lekotn, and there's no schia legodl. What is this referring to? The din of schia is that Reuven could be zoiche something, a matana, somebody's giving away a freebie, or somebody wants to give a bequest to a kotn, but needs somebody to be kinder for him. He's not here, kotn can't be kinder. So mele zochen lekotn, the schia for a kotn works, ben zochen legodl. Clearly, it's only a din de rabbanim. And they instituted it only where shlichus wouldn't work. That means by a gadol, he could appoint the shlich, and the shlich could go pick up the check for him. A kotten can't be memana a shlich. So there's a need for us to mandate somebody being able to assume that role and be kind of for him. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, le kotten omru kal v'chayma le gadol. Rabbi Yeshua says that Tzchia works for Kotten, even though he doesn't have recourse to Shlichus, there could be a self-appointed Shliach to be Zoiche for a Kotten, Kavachemu Legodl, that he has a Koyach of Shlichus, that another somebody could be Zoiche for him. Now, there's a major kash over here. The Sugya of Tzchia is a whole Sugya in the beginning of the second Bayan Kedushin, and the Gemara learns it out by Rikus from a Pasuk, that Zochel Adam Shalai Bafanav. It's a famous din, Zochel Adam Shalai Bafanav. It's a basic din in Bava Metzia. So how do you say that that's true? When it's a din deraisa, clearly the chacham over here is saying zochel lekotn vezochel legodl because there was no need. That's a din derabbanon. So the pashtun teretz lechayyim should be that. And again, the shita of Rabbi Yeshua over here is nitchem mipnei halacha. I'm sorry, the shita of the chacham. There was such a shita. We don't paskin that way. We taken don't paskin that way. We paskin lekotn kal v'chayim legodl. And nishno dem, but the mafarshim, the paiskim, and the sugi of schir when you learn kedushin. There's a famous formula that comes from the Rishonim. Schir mitam shlichus. Schir is a chiddush that the Torah would be memane Reuven to be a shlich on behalf of Shimon. There's something hefker, and Shimon, Reuven knows that Shimon would love this and he needs it. Reuven has no need for it, but he's a friend of Shimon's. He's allowed to pick it up and be zoicha right away for Shimon. He doesn't have to be zoicha for himself and then be machnet later on to Shimon. He could be pick it up straight away for Shimon. I is not a shliach. I, you kind of for somebody? Because it's a din of zechir. That din zechir is a din deraisa. The chacham over here, there's a shita that's nitchis, that holds that's midrabbanon. We don't hold that way. And faket, the way we hold kalvachem legodl, zechir mitam shlichus, is really the way to look at zechir. So whoever has a koyach of shlichus has a koyach of zechir. And faket, a kotten doesn't have a koyach of zechir. There's a whole shiloh over there in the mekairos. that we just mentioned, the beginning of Perko Ish Mekadish, the Schia that's mentioned over there was done for Ketanim. It was a Schia of the Nachlus in Eretz Yisrael on behalf of each one of the Nechnosim Lords. There was certainly Ketanim. Their fathers had died, they were Yerush. And being that they were Ketanim, Shlichus doesn't help. Would have to be in Schia. If Schia Mitam Shlichus has help for a cotton, this is a kasha that's discussed extensively. We'll give one other Maramokim. In the Sugi and Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph, there's a din of a ger koton. You have a goy, and for whatever reasons, Bezin decides that it's a schus for him to be megayer him. The Bezin could be matvil him in a mikvah, and there's zoyche for him, as they state in Taisvis, like a schir. The Gemara really says, Zochalam Shalem Afonim, and Taisvis has this concept that schir, if schir mitam shlichus, you have to say that schir is tak only midirabonon. Others understand, no. Kiveger, famous shtichel, shleimeger, where schir mitam shlichus does not preclude a shlichus of a cotton. A cotton can't be mamana shliach, but a shlichus that's appointed by the Torah could work even on behalf of a cotton. So there's really a lot of raid about this. The pashtus is schir mitam shlichus. The shita, the chacham over here, shaloi kalochim. Rabbi Shua is what we accept, that schir mitam shlichus cotton and therefore kalochim the godl. The same way in the reisha of the Mishnah, we paskin that matnas shchimer mitzavas machmas misa are takonis kvuos ben b'shabbes ben b'chol ben b'shchimera, and by bori only by mitzavah machmas misa, then he would be allowed to be makna without a ma'aser kinyan. Mishnah Ches. This is already another halacha. These are the halachas of svekos when you have Yerusha. We mentioned something about this in the beginning of Yesh Noichlin. Now we're going to learn this Mishnah. It's a little bit of a cheshmedik. Anyway, we have to halt kop. Nofla bayis olov val oviv. We have a tragic story where a house collapsed. It was an earthquake. It collapsed on him and on his father. Oy olov on a person ve'al moirishov. Moirishov of others that would be moirish to him. Person's father dies, so he yashins his father's estate. And then when he dies, the estate that he has plus the estate that he yashin from his father go to his yashin. Or a different one of his mayushav, a brother, let's say, for simplicity's sake. His father and his brother were with him in the collapse, and it's not clear who died first. Today we would say in a car crash. You could have in a car crash with Nebuch, two people died. It's not clear who died on impact. And who, Rahman son, lingered another 10 minutes and wasn't able to be saved by Hatzala. V'hoysal of Ksubas Ishu Bal Choyv. He has, on his estate, he has Choyvis, he has a wife. He's going to have to pay from his estate, Ksubas Ishu. U'Bal Choyv, he also has somebody that he owes money to. Yorshe Ho'av Imrim. The other children of the father say, he's also one of the Yorshe Ho'av, but the other, his brothers say, Haben Meis Rishon, the son died first. We're talking over here with the father left over money. The son did not. So now, this son died, and his wife is supposed to get a ksuba. He left over a chayv, a bill in the grocery store. The grocery wants to collect. What do they want to collect from? His wife and the grocery. They want to collect from the money that he yashined. They claim, his brothers claim, no, he died first. He was never part of Yerusha of Nichse Oviv. V'achakach Meisoav. So the father was only Meirish to the other four brothers, not to him. He never got the Yoshim. They, the Ksubas Yishu with the Balchayv, can't go to his estate. Balchayv, no. Ho'av Meis Rishon V'achak Meis Ben. They postulated that it was Fakert. He Yashind from his father who died first. V'achakach Meis HaBen. And then he died. And he left over a Ksuba with a Balchayv. They're allowed to collect before his brothers swoop in on his Naklo. His creditors are allowed to go to his nechasim. So we have a shiloh over here of keeping the money in the family or possibly paying the money to outside Bali Chavis. Beshamai Oimrim, Yachloiku. Beshamai sees there's an open-ended suffix over here. You have money. Nobody's a muchzik on the money. Nobody's a muchzik on his estate, or rather on the father's money. It's definitely going to somebody who didn't own it till today. The shiloh is if it's going to the brothers, or if it's going to outside Bali Chavis. So what is that? An open-ended suffix. What do you do every time you would have Momen Amutu B'Safik, without a muchzik. We have, there's a din of Maman Amutu B'Safik Yachloiku when there isn't a muchzik. There's a chiddush, we have a mandama called Sumchis that holds Maman Amutu B'Safik Yachloiku even B'mokim a muchzik. Tyson Bob Metzir Davkuf limits that only when there's a marakama, not when there's a proper muchzik. Over here, there's neither. The money wasn't owned by anybody for sure. Somebody's getting it. So who? Half and half. Yachloiku. There's a new type of, not a morakama, but there's a new type of stomius, a becheskas of the moment, and that is, it's in the family. The natural course of events is that moment that's in the family goes within the family to somebody else. That's called becheskas. It wasn't owned by this individual's pocket, bank account, but it's in the family. So that's Nechosim Cheskos and the Balichoyv, the Ksubas Yishu, are going to have to prove that the money should be given out.